Great. Thanks, everyone. We have a great cross-section of folks here. I think that's great. It's a good start to a good conversation. A couple nuts and bolts before we jump in. Bathrooms are out there. If you desperately need Wi-Fi, you need to sign up as USM guest and type in your email. If you can think about turning off your cell phones, that'd be awesome. We will, at one point, break for pizza. So if you're smelling the pizza, it has indeed been delivered. There will be a break. We will grab some pizza and come back and do the second half while we're eating. In your packets. So you have a packet. Take a peek through it. There's a whole bunch of information in here that you can look at your leisure over the course of the evening or days to come. But there is a blue sheet in there. That's an evaluation. We just want to point that out. Please fill it out before the end of the day and just put it on the back table back there. If you want to be anonymous, put it face down. That'd be really helpful for some ideas for how to run the next couple nights, but in the future where this goes. There's a sign-up sheet circulating. Please sign up so we've got your contact information, especially if you came. And I know a few people had a hard time with the registration process. Apologies for that. There was a technical glitch that we weren't aware of until yesterday afternoon, so apologies for that. And the Island Institute is filming for the benefit of people on the off islands in particular who couldn't attend. That's what that camera is about.
I'm recording for WRFR Community Radio because the people of Camden and Rockport also rock them.
Okay. Folks comfortable with that? Anyone? If anyone is not comfortable with that, pull Dana aside or me aside. Right. Just let us know and we can make sure that we figure that out. I think that's it for logistics. So I'm just going to frame the topic here for a couple seconds and sort of tell you about what we're going to do tonight. You have an agenda in your folder there that'll give you a rundown of what the evening is about and also give you a sense of who some of the folks are going to be who are speaking the other two nights, just so you get a sense. It's not going to be the exact same workshop all three evenings because we wanted to kind of personalize it to the region. Tonight, we're going to basically, hold off for a second. So just to kind of frame the topic, today, in today's economy, we know businesses need to diversify in order to make a go of it because the economy is changing so quickly, our political situation changes all the time, and businesses always are looking for options to stay afloat, to diversify, and to make a go of it as small business owners. We know that natural resources on the coast is what drives our economy, and that whether you're in fisheries, aquaculture, or tourism, you rely on the coast, you rely on the ocean to make a living. You all share the waterfront. You share access to the waterfront. You share the waterways. And collectively, the industries that are represented in this room make up the vast majority of the economy of the coast of Maine. Fisheries, aquaculture, and tourism, those are the big drivers of our economy on the coast. We know all of this. So as small business owners, you know the realities of what it's like to run a small business and the challenges of small businesses. It's tough to make a go of it. My family owns a small tour company in Bar Harbor. We live it every day. So it's not an easy go of it. So more and more businesses are looking to diversify. And there's lots of different reasons to diversify. Maybe it's just because you want to deal with the fact that your business is seasonal. And so when one season kind of slows down, you want to have some income coming in for the rest of the year. Maybe it's because you are looking for a way to make a few extra bucks because your basic business model isn't quite cutting it. You need a little more to make that boat payment or whatever it is. Maybe it's because you're looking for other ways to get on the water and do what it is that you love to do. There's all sorts of different reasons to diversify. But the reality is that more and more businesses on the coast of Maine are looking to diversify, looking for different ways to make a buck based on their current model, but adding to it. I would venture to say that probably we've heard of very few people who want to just completely stop fishing or aquaculture and jump into tourism, but we've encountered a whole bunch of people up and down the coast who would like to think about taking people on their boat to make a few extra bucks, taking people on their farm to get people more informed about what shellfish farming is, as some examples. So in terms of tourism, There's an opportunity in the tourism market right now because more and more travelers are looking for experiences, meaningful experiences with people on the coast. Travelers want to meet the people who make a living here. They want to know, how do you fish? They want to know, how do you farm? They want these kinds of meaningful experiences. If you think about farm tours, ag tours, agricultural tours, all that kind of stuff has been on the rise yet. So the segment of travelers, one of the largest growing segment of tourism, is nature tourism, heritage tourism, cultural tourism, all these forms of tourism where people are connecting with you all. That's what travelers are looking for. So there's an opportunity. And then there's also an opportunity in the tourism industry here in Maine itself, in that the tourism industry is really eager to partner with natural resource-based industries. That's sort of all the way from the top in Augusta to the local tour chambers, that kind of thing. The tourism industry, as evidenced by all the people in the tourism industry who are here tonight, there's a lot of interest in partnering on natural resource-based opportunities for visitors. Because campground owners, inn owners, they're looking for experiences to send their clients to so that their clients will be happy and they'll come back and everybody will make a little bit more money. So there's kind of a couple levels of what we're up to tonight. There's how can fishermen and fish farmers directly get into tourism? What do you need to do to start bringing people on your boat? What do you need to do to start bringing people on your farm and do it all legally? That's why we have Super Scott over here, who's going to tell us all about that. You also have a bunch of fact sheets in your folders where you can kind of follow up, and you also have Scott's presentation in your folders. So you've got lots of resources. That's kind of the first part of what we're doing. If you're a fisherman or a fish farmer, how can you get into this? But the other part that we're doing is we're hoping to start a conversation between the fishing and aquaculture industry and the tourism industry. Because let's face it, historically, the two industries on the coast of Maine sometimes haven't talked very much, sometimes haven't gotten along very well, depending on what harbor you're from. So there's opportunities here for sort of opening the lines of communication and starting to talk between the two industries in a way that fosters benefit for both. So if you're thinking of getting into it, into bringing people on your boat or on your farm, the first thing to realize is that you don't have to go it alone. If you're a fisherman or a fish farmer, you don't have to be a tourism expert. Because your expertise is, you know the water, you know the waterways, you know how to be safe out there, you know the story of your fishery, and it's those stories that the visitors want. They want your personal story. They want to hear from you what it means to be a fisherman. But the fishing people in the room, I mean the tourism people in the room, are the experts on marketing. They're the experts on booking people. They're the experts on developing itineraries, on working on partnerships, on how do you get a person from New York City to come find you, you know, in the backwoods of Gilbridge to go on your boat for an afternoon. So there's opportunities for the two industries to work together. And so that's the other component of what we're really hoping to achieve tonight, is just give people a chance, particularly in the second half, to kind of learn from each other and think about ways that they could work together. So, to wrap it up, to pass it over to these guys, the goal is to start a conversation tonight, to share a little bit of the legal framework, which Scott's going to do for us, and to enable future discussion about how to bring the two industries together so that everyone can make a little bit more money in a way that protects our coastal communities. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Kathy, who's going to...